Greetings. I'm Noel Deer. Welcome to today's daily devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 6, verses 10 through 15. And if you're with us in our previous devotion, you know we're right in the middle of studying the account of Jesus multiplying the bread and fish and feeding the 5,000. But I'll give you a little recap in case you weren't. Jesus goes to the Sea of Galilee. He and his disciples are on the shore, and a crowd follows Jesus because they've seen some of his miracles and they're interested in seeing more. Well, that presents a problem. The disciples don't have food to feed the crowd. It's a very large crowd. This is an urgent problem. Jesus and the disciples have a conversation about that. We focused on that conversation in our previous devotion. And then finally, a little boy presents his lunch to one of the disciples, a disciple named Andrew. And the boy perhaps is suggesting that maybe his lunch could be part of the solution to the problem. Now, his lunch was meager, but Jesus is going to do something amazing. So let's pick up with the story in verse 10. Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." And there was plenty of grass in that place, so they sat down, and the men numbered 5,000. Now, that number only included the men. You see it there in verse 10, but you see it very specifically in one of the other accounts of this miracle. In Matthew 14, 21, it says, "Now, those who ate were about 5,000 men besides women and children." So probably there were 15,000, maybe 20,000 people. It was a very large crowd. Look at 11. "Then Jesus took the loaves, and after giving thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also with the fish, as much as they wanted." Now, I love to imagine what this must have been like. Jesus didn't criticize the boy for not having more to offer than he did. Jesus simply takes his gift. In my imagination, he takes it with a smile and a wink. And the Bible says that he thanks the Lord for the gift. Now, there's a lesson in that. Instead of complaining about what we don't have, we should be thankful for what we do. And that's what Jesus does here. That's what he models for us here. Now, it seemed, in my imagination, just based on this verse, it seemed that the food multiplied, miraculously multiplied, as Jesus passed it to the disciples. Now, the disciples handed out the food. We see that in the other gospel accounts, and there's a lesson there as well. God works through his people. Jesus gave them instructions, they obeyed, and God worked through their efforts. Now, I imagine, and I think this is not unimportant, I imagine these were the greatest fish sandwiches anybody ever consumed in all of history. If there would have been Yelp ratings that day, it would have gotten 5 stars. If the Michelin organization would have rated those fish sandwiches that day, they would have been 3 Michelin stars. So when Jesus does something, he does it perfectly. Can you imagine what that food must have been like? And the people ate, it says here, as much as they wanted. They were fully satisfied. God does things well. Now look at verse 12. "When they were full, he told the disciples, 'Collect the leftovers so that nothing is wasted.' So they collected them and filled 12 baskets with pieces from the 5 barley loaves that were left over by those who had eaten." So isn't it interesting? They started with just 5 loaves. People ate as much as they wanted, and then they collected back more than they started with. God's miracle. It was an all-sufficient gift from an all-sufficient God. The lesson here is that our problems simply are not obstacles to God. God can do anything. Look at verse 14. "When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, 'This truly is the prophet who is to come into the world.'" Now, the reference here to this prophet probably came from Deuteronomy 18, where Moses spoke of the messianic prophet. And so it referred to the Messiah, to Jesus. And they're thinking, this must be the Messiah. No doubt, as Jesus gave them this miraculous bread, they would have been reminded of Moses promising and then God giving the Israelites the manna from heaven, as it's recorded in the Old Testament. But then verse 15, things take a turn for the worse here. Therefore, when Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. They wanted to make Jesus king, but they wanted to make Jesus king only because he gave them food and he met their physical needs. We will see just a few verses later, as we continue in our daily devotions, we'll see that many people, when they learn what it really means to follow Jesus, they will abandon him. And Jesus knew that, and so he pulls away from them. But what an incredible miracle, and what an incredible reminder of the ways that God loves us and provides for us if we'll only trust him. I hope this has been an encouragement. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons. That really helps us get the word out. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. You can get further information at noeldeer.com. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.